Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav, Mishnah Hay, and parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Past bunch of Mishnahs we've been discussing Shichcha, one of the Matnos Aniyim, one of the gifts for the poor, when a farmer or his workers forget various piles of grain, various piles of produce, and so on, in the field. They have to be left there for the Aniyim, left there for the poor people, and he cannot go back and get them. Our Mishnah now, in both this Mishnah, Parak Vav, Mishnah Hay, and Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, is going to discuss when is something considered to be Shichcha, when is it considered to be forgotten, or when can the owner go back and get it for himself. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Amarim, you have two piles of grain, Shichcha, that's considered to be Shichcha, he forgot them there. Ushlosha ain't on Shichcha, but if he forgets three piles of grain, that's not considered to be Shichcha, he may go back and get them, and the reason for that is because presumably three piles is big enough that he didn't really forget it, he's going to go back and get it, he intends to go back and get it, and therefore it's not considered to be Shicha. Shnei tzibori zesim v'charuv. Now we're going to move on, not discussing grains, but going to be discussing various produce. We're dealing with zesim, olives, charuv, and carob. Here also there's a din of shicha. There's a principle that if it's forgotten, he must leave it there for the poor people. So it says the Mishnah, Shnei tzibori is two piles of olives and carobs, shicha. That's considered to be shicha, that's forgotten, he may not go back and get it. Ushlosha, but three piles of them, ain't on shicha, it's not considered to be shicha, the same idea as before. Presumably, three piles of olives, three piles of carob, he didn't mean to leave there, he didn't forget, and he intended to go back and get it later. Continues the Mishnah, Shnei Hutznei Pishdan. He has two stalks of flax. Before, really, when we were discussing grain, we weren't discussing stalks, we were discussing bundles. But flax is generally collected not in bundles, but in stalks. So let's say he forgets two stalks of flax, Shicha, that would be considered Shicha, he forgot the two stalks there, Ushlosha, Einon Shicha. But three stalks would not be considered Shicha, and he may go back and get it. Once again, three stalks, the number three, at least according to this opinion, which we'll see is the opinion of Beis Hillel, seems to be of the opinion that if he leaves two of something, two piles, two items, and so on, then it would be considered Shicha, because presumably he forgot it there, and therefore that's it. It's Shicha, belongs to the poor, but three or more, then it would belong to him, he would be able to go back and get it. Now as the Mishnah continues, we're going to transition just for a moment and go back not to Shicha, but now we're going to discuss Leket for a moment. As we learned before, Leket is when a farmer, his workers, drop any sort of grain, produce, and so on. If it's dropped, that also must be left there for the poor. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Gargarim. If there are two grapes, Peret. Peret is a concept that we're going to learn in next parak, in the seventh parak of Peah, which basically describes that if you have a cluster of grapes, and I'm sure as many of us know, you have a cluster of grapes, how often some of the grapes will fall. So the halacha is you have to leave those grapes for the poor people as well. So Shnei Gargarim, two grapes fall off, Peret, it's considered to be Peret, and you must leave those grapes for the poor people. Ushlosha in a Peret, if three grapes fall off, it's not considered to be Peret, and he may take them himself. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Shtei Shibalim, if he drops two stalks of wheat, Leket, that's considered to be Leket. You drop two stalks, one or two stalks, that would be Leket. Vishalosh ain't on Leket. But if once he drops three stalks, then presumably that's not considered to be Leket, and he would be able to go and take those stalks back. Continues the Mishnah, Elu Kedivrei Beis Hillel. We're going back to the beginning of our Mishnah, which discussed the two piles versus three piles, whether it's grain, whether it's the piles of olives and carob and so on, flax, etc. Says the Mishnah, that was the opinion of Beis Hillel, that if two of any of those items, two piles of those fruits or two piles of grain fall, then it's considered to be Shicha. I'm sorry, my apologies. If two piles are left behind, then it's considered to be Shicha. If three piles, then we assume that he's going to go back for them, and they're not considered to be Shicha. Says the Mishnah, Elu Kedivrei Beis Hillel. That was the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'alkul and Beshamei Omri, but on all of those cases, all of those situations, Beis Shammai disagrees and says, Shlosha lo aniyim, three, if he forgets three piles, if he forgets three stalks of flax, and so on, that would go to the poor people, V'arba'o, but if he forgets four of them, then that would go to the Baal Habayis, that would go to the owner, that would not be considered Shicha, and he would be able to go back and get them. Now we're going to continue with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. And while the previous Mishnah was focusing on the number of piles, on the number of stalks and so on that were left, now we're going to discuss the size of the piles that were left. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer sheyesh bo sasayim v'shchacha. You have a pile of grain that is sasayim, that is two sayas of grain. It's a very large amount of grain in that pile. Ushchacha, he forgets, such a large pile. Eino shechcha, says the Mishnah, and this everyone agrees to, that's not considered to be shechcha. You have a large pile, just like when it came to three or four piles in the previous Mishnah, that's so significant that most likely the owner, the farmer, didn't intend to leave, rather didn't forget it, but intends to go back and get it. So to here, when you have one huge pile, that's sasayim, that's two sayas, so we assume that he didn't actually forget it, and we assume that he's going back to get it later. But now the next case is going to be subject to a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Amar Uvahem Sasayim. Let's say you have two piles, and if you were to combine those two piles together, they equal a sasayim, two sayas. So everyone agrees that if one pile sasayim, that for sure is not shechcha, it's too significant, it belongs to the owner. But let's say you have two piles, so two piles, the Mishnah said previously, would be shechcha. But let's say those two piles together equal sasayim, would be that large. Is that considered to be shechcha or not? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, lebalabayis. That's so significant, that's so big, therefore it belongs to the owner. We assume that it's not shechcha, we assume that he's going back to get it, and therefore it would not be considered shechcha. The Chacham Omer and the Chachamim say, la'aniyim. Nope, it would go to the poor people. It is considered to be shechcha. After all, there are only two piles, and each one doesn't have sasayim. Each one is less than sasayim, and therefore it would go to the aniyim, and it would be considered to be shechcha. Now the rest of our Mishnah is going to discuss this exact machlokas to show us the back and forth between Rabban Gamliel on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says to the Chachamim, asking them a very simple question. Says Rabban Gamliel, V'chi meirov ha'amarim yupi kovach shel balabayis o hura kocho. As to Rabban Gamliel, one of those, it's sort of like the Chachamim are on the stand, and Rabban Gamliel is asking a simple question to try and make his point, and he says to them, when you start adding piles, does that strengthen the koach? Does that strengthen the Baal HaBayis' connection to the crops, to the grain, and therefore it belongs to him? Ohura kocho, or does adding more piles weaken the strength of the Baal HaBayis? Amrulo, the Chachamim respond, yupi kocho, that when you add piles, you strengthen the connection of the Baal HaBayis, of the owner, of the farmer, to the crops. Now, what's he referring to? So we learned in the previous Mishnah that when you have two piles, everyone seems to agree that would be considered to be shech. It's only two piles. But once you start adding piles, right? Once you start adding piles there, then at least according to Beis Hill, then it would start belonging to the Baal HaBayis. And then once you add a fourth pile, then it belongs to the Baal HaBayis, even according to Beis Shammai. So according to everyone, once you start adding piles, and this is the point that Rabbi Gamliel is making to the Chachamim, once you start adding piles, you make the Baal HaBayis, you make the owner stronger, you strengthen his connection to them, and you lower the connection between the poor people. You're negating the shechcha. You're not having shechcha. You're having the Baal HaBayis. You're giving the Baal HaBayis the ability, to the owner the ability, to go back and get the grains. Amar lahem. But the Rabbi Gamliel then therefore says to the Chachamim, Uma im bizman shehu omer echad ubo sasai mushchacho. Just like we said, that if at the time you have one pile, everyone agrees, you have one pile, Omer Echad, one pile of grain, Ubo Sasayim, and within that pile is Sasayim, is two sayos, Ushchacho, and you forget that one big pile, Eino Shechcha. Everyone agrees that when you have one pile of Sasayim, that's not considered to be Shechcha, that's not considered to be forgotten, and therefore he would be able to go back and get it. Shnei Amar, Mubehem Sasayim, says Rabbi Gamliel, you have two piles now, and between the two of them, there's Sasayim, they have two sayos, Eino Din Shelo. Yehu Shechcha, he's using a Kavachomer. Isn't it a Kavachomer? All the more so, if you have two piles, and between them, then there they equal a Sasai, they equal two Sayos. Certainly, it should be considered to be Shechcha. That is the argument of Rabban Gamliel, as he uses this Kavachomer. Amru lo, the Chachamim respond to Rav and Galilei, and they say, lo, I disagree completely. Says the Chachamim, Im amarta ba'omer echot shu kigadish. When it says omer echot, when it's talking about one pile, that's so sad. That's talking about a gadish, a big, big pile of grain. There, that's not shikha. Therefore, it's so significant. The big, such a big pile, it's not shikha. We assume the Baal HaBayis is going back to get it. But tomar b'shnei amarim. But when you're talking about these two piles, shehin kekrichos, they're like two small little bundles. They're less than a sasaim each. And therefore, said the Chachamim, they would be considered shikha, and the Baal HaBayis would not be able to get them. So this was a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding a case where you have two piles where they don't each equal a sasaim on their own, but when you bring them together, they equal a sasaim. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Hey discussed the case. We have two really discussed the halacha that, generally speaking, was a machlokas between Beishamai and Beisila concerning where you have different piles. When is it considered to be shikha or not? According to Beis Shammai, if you have three piles, it's considered to be shikha. Four piles, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. According to Beis Hillel, no. You have two piles, that's considered to be shikha. And three piles belongs to the Baal HaBayis, belongs to the owner. And then we learned in Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, which discussed case number one, a case where you have one big pile of grain that has sasaim of grain in it, two seyas within it, and that everyone agrees is not considered to be shech. That's too significant that he definitely intended to go back and get it. He didn't forget it there. But then, continues the Mishnah, a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim concerning a case where you have two piles, between the two piles they equal a sasaim, equal two seyas each. Rather, they equal two sayas when you combine them together. And that was a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah describes for us the machlokas, the back and forth between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding that. Have a great day.